like...
The cathedral, the Catholic Church.
Right, different religions.
Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, the Protestant Church, the Baptist, the different varieties of the Baptist,
right.
Calvary Baptist, and
right.
whatever, and, Seventh-day Adventist, mm-hmm. Jehovah's Witness, Lutheran.
Okay. How about when someone just joins, just when somebody becomes a member, how would you word that? Would you say, he just...
Yeah. He just joined the church.
He joined the church.
Or he just got religion and he joined the church.
Okay. When you're in church, who do you pray to? What do people pray to?
To God.
Mm-hmm.
To Jesus.
Okay.
To the Lord. To Christ.
Mm-hmm.
To the Savior.
Okay. What does the preacher deliver? What would you call
A sermon.
Uh-huh.
And he calls it a message.
Okay. And the choir and the organist provide good...
music. And sometimes exceptional songs,
mm-hmm.
solos.
Okay. If you got a flat tire on the way to church and you had to change it one Sunday morning, you might say, church will be over.
Before I get there.
Before I get there. Uh-huh. Okay.
Before I can make it.
Okay. Who is... the enemy of God, really, or the opposite of God?
The devil.
Okay.
Jehovah.
Jehovah. Any other names for him? Maybe some joking names or not such nice?
Satan.
Okay. Do you ever hear of Old Harry?
Old Harry.
Yeah.
I've read of Old Harry, but we haven't used it here. Okay. Satan, yes.
Okay.
But you're full of the devil when you're full of meanness.
Okay. Before you talked about your son being scared at night, what did you say frightened him?
Yeah. A ghost.
Ghost? Yeah. What else? Did you call it booger?
A booger.
Yeah,
yes,
booger?
The room is full of boogers.
Okay. Some other names for that, like ghost type things? Are there any other names you use?
Haunt.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about spooks?
Spooks, yes.
Yeah.
But usually spooks was used on Halloween only when you address with a... bed sheet or something,
okay.
Then act as a ghost, as a spook.
Okay. What kind of house would ghosts live in?
A haunted house.
Uh-huh. If someone's asking you to come on up into this haunted house that they have here, if you had a choice, like you might say, I'd...
decline. I don't want to go.
Okay.
I'm not about to go.
Okay. Or if you'd prefer not to go, what would be like another word for prefer?
I don't want to.
You don't want to? Okay.
I don't want to go.
Okay. Okay. Changing subjects a little. If it's getting maybe a little bit cold out or something, you might say, better put a sweater on. It's getting...
Getting chilly.
Chilly. Uh-huh.
It's getting nippy.
There's a nip
on outside, or if it's heavy humidity, you'd say there's a scud blowing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about if you were to meet an old friend walking down the road or something, what would maybe be some greetings you might greet him with? Someone you haven't seen for a long time.
Hi there, Harry. old buddy, it's sure good to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time, boy. Where have you been all this time? What's the matter with you? You didn't write me. You didn't even telephone me. I wonder where you've been all this time.
Okay. Okay, if someone were to say to you, that guy owns 500 acres, how much land would that be? You might say, that's a... like, what kind of amount? That's a...
No, I've forgotten that.
Not a specific measurement. I just mean, like, how
a township?
Not a legal type thing. Like, just if you were saying someone, he's got a lot of land, like...
It's a tract of land.
Did you ever say, okay, you might say a good deal of land, right?
Yes.
So maybe something like...
It's a big hunk.
Big hunk.